Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Our senior correspondent Kritika Sharma wrote an article titled Mass Layoffs, Offline Classes, How EdTech is Coping with Schools, Colleges Reopening. This is Tenzin Zompa and in today's episode, I bring to you the podcast version of this article. When COVID lockdowns turned schools, colleges and coaching centers into lifeless shells, a new vitality burst forth in the education, technology or EdTech sector. But with real-world campuses and classes in full swing again, the industry is now facing difficult choices, with some companies seeing mass layoffs and a few attempting to diversify to a hybrid model. Over the last 2 years, screens became the ground zero of everything from school tutoring to test prep, and EdTech ventures boomed. The industry was valued at $750 million in 2020 and predicted to reach $4 billion by 2025. Last year, online learning platform Byju's became India's highest valued startup with a $16.5 billion valuation in June. Unacademy raised $440 million in August and Upgrade, Eruditus, Vedantu joined the Unicorn Club in September. As of this summer though, things don't look quite so hot. Unacademy reportedly laid off about 1,000 employees to cut cost over the past few months, even as it opened its first brick and mortar store in Delhi in March. Byju's too launched offline coaching classes for children in February, but when it asked employees of Whitehead Junior, which it acquired in 2020, to report to office, it saw 800 resignations over the last couple of months. Lido struggled to pay salaries and let go of 150 workers in February, just months after raising $10 million, and earlier this month Vedantu fired 200 people. With relieved parents now happily piling their kids into school buses or off to summer camp and teens now able to attend in-person prep courses, is the EdTech bubble about to bust? The Print spoke to industry experts as well as parents to capture the rather erratic pulse of the online learning sector. While basic teaching and learning are expected to majorly shift offline, there is plenty of scope online for test preparation, coding, and other specialized skills, experts say. EdTech giant Byju's move to introduce hybrid classes for students from classes 4 to 10 signals a clear directional shift, according to Nikhil Mahajan, Executive Director of Career Launcher and online test prep platform and the EdTech arm of CL Educate. Mahajan said, and I quote, "Coming from probably the largest player, Byju's addition of offline classes is a clear statement of where the industry will settle. There could be areas like skill upgradation where things will remain 80% online and rest offline. Other areas like teaching and learning, especially for school children, will largely move offline," he said. Unquote. Experts also said that platforms that have a different value proposition have a greater chance of long-term survival and will not be endangered by the return of the offline classroom. Sriram Subramanian, a co-founder and CEO of Clever Harvey, a career accelerator platform that offers online MBA programs for teenagers, explained this by citing the example of his own platform. Career exploration, which has emerged as a category with companies like Clever Harvey, does not compete for time with schooling and therefore is not impacted by the return of physical classrooms, he said. The platform offers programs for high school students in marketing, technology, entrepreneurship, data analytics, UX design, digital marketing, and finance. According to its website, more than 10,000 students have enrolled so far. Online courses in specialized areas of learning, including web development and technologies, digital marketing, and cybersecurity, are likely to find takers, experts believe. Soft skills training and English language classes for adults too have scope for online growth. Shobit Banga, co-founder and chief product officer of Joy Skills, a skill enhancement platform, said he was optimistic. He said, and I quote, "Sectors that will continue to be online will include test prep, K-12 and university skill development," unquote. This applies to students like Nitisha Sharma, a class 12 student from Delhi. She goes to school but does her prep for engineering entrance exams online because it saves time and she finds the videos useful. Working adults who want to upskill also appreciate the flexibility and convenience of remote learning. Pratnesh Dankar, who is pursuing a course in digital marketing from a Mumbai-based institute, said he has no plans to shift to offline classes. He said, and I quote, "I'm currently running a small business and need to learn additional skills for my business to grow. There is nothing better than online education for me," unquote. Varun Chopra, co-founder and CEO of Eduvance, a student loan provider that also associates with various edtech platforms, believes that this segment, busy students and professionals wanting to grow their skills and portfolios, will continue to prefer online classes. Some parents that the prince spoke to said that they are looking at online learning differently now. While it is not considered essential for education any longer, it is still useful in some instances. One such parent is Samriti Manocha, a Gurgaon resident who had enrolled her 12-year-old daughter in two online teaching platforms last year. Recently, she cancelled one subscription. Like many parents, Manocha believes that her child will benefit more from real-world interactions. She said, and I quote, "First of all, the schools have reopened and my daughter does not need to study online anymore. Second, I think the last 2 years have been very tough for children in terms of dealing with the pressure of online studies. I want her to stay off screen now." Unquote. However, this does not mean Manocha is bidding goodbye to online classes. She added, and I quote, "I have kept her enrolled for one online platform which helps her develop extra skills." Unquote. Some parents, though, have had enough of screen time and prefer offline classes even for extracurricular learning. Akansha Gulati, a Jaipur-based parent, said, and I quote, "I've started sending my 8-year-old son to a summer camp in the neighborhood. I just want him to spend time with other children." Unquote. The demand for physical classes from parents is what actually led Baiju's to start offline classes earlier this year. A Baiju spokesperson back then had said, and I quote, "The decision was made after thorough research as many parents were found to be keen on offline learning." Thank you so much for listening to The Print Pod. We will be soon back with another episode.